Friday Night Football scores and more on Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC's Friday Night Gladiators. Friday nights at 10. Brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy, North Texas Tollway Authority, and Spring Creek Barbecue on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:15 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line, and it's time for us to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Good stuff coming up, too. Mavericks.
Tomorrow night, the Little Mavericks and the New York Knickerbockers at the AAC. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that.
You know, what, is it 1 week from today's? Is Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to go see the Chicago Bears and the Cowboys in their throwback uniforms.
Saturday, Barry Manilow at the AAC as he makes up his date that was postponed a few weeks ago. And also Saturday at Nookie Alive, Good Charlotte. Who are they?
I've never heard
of them.
They're
just an alt band.
Oh, they're alt?
Yeah.
They're alt? Are they indie?
No, not really. Pretty mainstream now.
214-696-8001. Texas Tickets with great seats for all of those shows and games. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality in the great Southwest. Just shooting down everything we want to do today. Here's Cobra.
She's alive. The snake's dead.
Rolling Stone magazine, which I subscribe to, and I'm very proud of my subscription.
Why?
Because I like it. Grego, put the sports page down. Thank you.
Worst music magazine on the market.
No, it's, you guys.
Corby,
it's bad.
It's okay. MTV in print.
It's bad, yes, but at the same time, what's better?
Vibe.
God, are you kidding?
Blender?
No.
They got a lot of good info in there, a lot of good stats.
I mean, Spin's better than that.
Well, I don't get Spin.
And it sucks.
Granted, Rolling Stone isn't as good as it was in 1975, but what is? Are you any better than you were in 1975?
Twice as good.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Reiner.
Well, we have the top 10 songs that they have their top 500 songs of all time.
Snake.
This was voted on by 172 critics and musicians, including Brian Wilson, Joni Mitchell, and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco.
Which is why this is being read, because Wilco's involved.
No, it's not. It's an interesting list. I will tell you this, at the
people love lists.
At the 500th position,
sure do. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Is Boston's Cool the Engines?
It is not. Is it really?
No, it's more than a feeling. Close though.
Cool the Engines. That's right, a great song. See if we have that in there. Cool the Engines.
Like, that is such a cool song that we need to find it.
Right then.
See if we have that in there, which is going to take 5 minutes to look up.
Was that that great of a song that we needed to search for it?
Probably
Cool
not.
The Engines? Hey, is that song in there that Jake played for us?
I don't know. Did you load that song, Jake?
Just go get it.
Just go get the CD. All right,
you're asking him if he did something?
He does a lot. You just don't know what it is.
Right. What? We're waiting.
Just because he didn't go get
it. You guys keep telling us that. We're waiting.
He didn't come bring you snow cones and sniff your anus like you want him to.
Good name for a band, Sniff Your Anus.
You mean like the planet?
Right.
Well, anal?
What was I talking about?
What, Greg?
What, Greg?
Anal. All right, so let's top 10. Let's get to it. Let's crack it.
Come on.
Well, name something.
Well, you name something. You've got the list.
LaGrange.
I love lists.
No, LaGrange isn't. There's no ZZ Top in the top 10 songs of all time.
Stairway to Heaven.
Hey, Jude.
Stairway to Heaven. No.
Hey, Jude.
Yes. That is number 8.
Can't get no satisfaction.
That is number 2.
Uh-huh. Shattered Dreams.
I hate you. I hate you.
Something by Radiohead.
Nothing.
Something by the Lemonheads.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Number 9. Grego's doing well.
He is doing well. Hotel California.
Not in there.
Cat Scratch Fever.
Your mic off.
Oh, man. Living La Vida Loca.
She bangs.
Corbin, you got one guy taking it seriously.
I know. I mean, I thought this would be fun to go over, but getting Shattered Dreams and...
I know it's probably not top 10, maybe top 20. Macarena.
All right, there's a Ray Charles song in there at number 10. Come on, Mr. Ray Charles.
Hit the Road Jack?
No.
Georgia?
No.
I Can't Stop Loving You?
No. Think more upbeat, more rock and roll.
What'd I say?
Very good, Grego. Well, you're the worst Ray Charles fan in the world. I love it.
By me.
Suck the only 3 songs I know.
So you got Ray Charles at number 10, What I'd Say. Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, number 9. Beatles Hey Jude, number 8. Chuck Berry.
Johnny B. Good.
Yes, number 7. Beach Boys.
Good Vibrations.
Bingo, number 6. Aretha Franklin.
Respect.
Number 5.
Respect.
Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
Number 4.
And Imagine Like a Rolling Stone.
What?
Imagine and Like a Rolling Stone.
Imagine's number 1.
Imagine's number 3. Can't Get No Satisfaction, number 2. And Like a Rolling Stone, number 1.
Not a bad list.
No.
I love it.
I love it, too. People do.
People do. That's right.
People do. But people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of John Lennon's Imagine, there's been a recent...
And now you know.
There's been a recent cover.
Think about it.
I don't have to think about it.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep looking up because that's where it all is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how it ended.
Archery, badminton, table tennis.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it all.
That's wigs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wig.
Yeah.
We'll bring him up.
Mm-hmm. John Lennon's Imagine has been covered. I want you to listen to this song before we tell you who it is. I'm not pissed. Just shut up.
Dueling fake Chris's and looking at both of you in snake gear.
Go ahead. Play the audio. It's a haunting version.
It's different.
Oh, is it going to be that?
I think it's really cool. No.
No. It growls.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Is that Gordon trying to be a wise ass?
No.
No hell below us.
It's not him doing Chris McKinley.
This sucks. Whoever this is, this is bad.
Hang on.
Give it a chance.
I did. I'd have been punched out by now. They didn't get me.
Imagine all the people.
That's bad.
You don't think this is cool?
No. I don't.
I think the chorus is cool, too.
Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to.
Yeah.
Imagine all the people living.
You know, they messed around with the melody and the tune of the song.
Right.
And when you do that, you're doing a different song.
That's Peter, Paul, and Mary.
It's not.
That is, you remember the band Tool that Cat took off a week?
Because yes, he had to go I do see remember the show? That.
That's a perfect circle, the That's singer their... from Tool.
Yeah.
His new project. Nothing wrong with Tool.
No,
I used to love them, man.
Who he came back to us the next day and said they got up there and started talking about the greatness of the angel Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that them?
That's it.
Yeah. Does the Bone play Tool? There's some Tool songs.
They might play it on their metal shop.
Love. All right, per our discussion of the Bad News Bears yesterday, we were talking about how they could never make that movie exactly how they made it back in 76 and pass it off as like a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy emailed me. He says, what about these moments that won't make the Bad News Bears remake? Because they are remaking the film. It says, Buttermaker having to be bribed by one of the player's dads to even coach the team. Buttermaker so drunk during practice, he passes out on the pitcher's mound. The players think he's dead, and one player asks, is he dead? And Tanner says, he's not dead, he's drunk.
Somebody could do that now.
The three beers that he handed out to the kids and that he kept in the back of his blue caddy were Bud, Coors, and Mickey's.
Mickey Mean Green.
The Mickey's Big Mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey Mean
that
Green.
That's the worst beer.
Well, I think it's pretty good.
It's not bad if you don't have any money.
Be careful, they might be sponsoring community quick hits.
Beer is not beer.
Beer is beer. Beer.
You're not even, no.
Beer?
If you drink one beer, you drink them all.
Buttermaker smacking Kelly Leak after he let Muhammad catch the pop fly. Vic Morrow, who was the Yankees coach, the Bears' rival, smacking his son in front of his mother in the crowd.
Oh, that's right. He slapped him.
Yeah. Tanner and...
You saw what that got him, didn't you? His head chopped off by a helicopter.
That's right. In the making of the Twilight Zone.
You know who his daughter is, don't you?
Abe Vigoda?
I hate you.
Who is it?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Vic Morrow's daughter is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tanner and Lupus, this is their conversation. Tanner told him one time, if you wiped your nose once in a while and didn't act like a homo, you wouldn't get so much crud all the time.
He was always calling somebody a homo.
Yeah. I
love Tanner.
I do too.
Homo.
A-hole.
He also, not only did he drive around with a tub of beer in his back seat, he also carried bottles of whiskey within his blue caddy. Those were in his glove box. Well, that was funny back then, man. That was just comedy.
Drinker. Big drinker.
I do it now.
And the kids would pile in the car with him.
Coke.
Without putting seatbelts on. Sitting all over that blue Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
With beer everywhere and whiskey everywhere. Just genius. By the way, Engelbert, the kid who played Engelbert, I think we're going to try to get him to come up next Tuesday.
Yeah, Gary Cavanaro.
Yeah.
He's all grown up now. We're figuring he's got to be, what, 39?
No,
maybe?
He's my age.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's like 43, 44. Yeah.
That's probably right. Well, no, Grego, he can't be.
Because he was playing like a 12-year-old in 76.
He was older than that. Yeah, he's 43.
He wasn't 18 playing a 12-year-old. He couldn't have been.
No, he was like 15.
All right.
15 playing a 12-year-old.
Okay. You graduate in 76?
Me?
Yeah.
78.
Oh, okay. That makes
all
sense.
Right.
Greg.
Let's see. Lindsay Lohan
has big cans.
She is broken up with Wilmer Valderrama, as broken here on E! News. What, Norm? Gross.
God.
Listen to how impassioned that sound is.
Poor Norm. Why do y'all torment him so much? He just comes to come in every day.
Leave him alone.
Wait.
He's going to come in every day and do his show.
Wait,
he
Norm.
Does it well every
Here.
Day.
Wait, shut up, Norm. Norm, I'm going to give you this picture of Lindsay Lohan, and I've cut the mouth out. He really likes her.
Is come in every day, do his show, tell us about five plays we might not have seen.
So offensive.
Do the picks of the poll, talk to John Jock, talk to the goose. That's all he wants to do.
Okay, then why does he bring in tape recordings of him having sex?
He doesn't. That's all Norm wants to do. Why can't you guys allow him to do that? That's so sorry.
That is.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Actually, I think he was doing that to the big picture with Grego's mouth cut out.
Oh, yeah, we have a giant picture of Grego. Someone cut off, like, what was it from? It was like a poster board or something, and someone cut the head off, and now it's in the promotion office, and it's just giant-headed Grego with his mouth cut out, and here's Norm loving it.
That's not funny.
Not the least.
No, you're right, it's not. It's just stupid.
It is stupid.
Just allow Norm to do his double plays.
Just leave him alone.
Yeah.
That's all he wants
over
to do.
Under. Right. Oh, and let me tell you, I was so offended by the Monday Night Football skit. So horribly offended that we would put that kind of sexual activity on there. But, hey, put 1,000 on the Sooners this week for me, okay?
But did you ever realize that maybe
it's a triple play.
Maybe he was offended.
I'm offended by his gambling.
Well, there's nothing offensive about gambling.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Snake, what's up?
Not much. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan was screaming and crying at a recent photo shoot after her ex-boyfriend Wilmer decided to call.
Well, wouldn't you hate to have a name Wilmer?
Wilmer?
Yeah. That's a woman's name, isn't it?
It's Wilma.
Wilma. But Wilmer?
Wilmer, well, he's Spanish.
That figures.
Wilmer Valderrama.
That figures.
Anyway, she's single. And we're going to try and send Jake out to California and hook up with her. That's going to be his assignment.
Jake couldn't handle that.
He thinks he could.
Well, he could.
We're trying to scrounge up $20,000.
He said he needs $21,000.
You know what? Jake's too lazy to screw.
Not screw. You got to put a little
effort into it. I mean, he's too lazy.
We're going to give him 20 grand to go out to California and hunt her down. I think Jake could get her. But he's not going to have a job and not have a place to live.
That slacker wouldn't make it past El Paso.
He's got his S together way more than you did at that age.
There's no
doubt.
That
ain't saying anything.
Well, I'm just saying.
That ain't saying a lot.
He's getting good grades in college,
Greg.
Right.
And at this time, you were like schlepping drinks.
I flunked out.
Right. Yeah. So, you
know. Well, don't complain. I mean, hey,
you don't need to rag on him.
I admit I was a screw up. It's just the guy comes up here, sits in there, and BS's with Danny.
No.
That's all he does. He doesn't do anything.
He does a lot.
Never does
anything.
Like
I said, just because he doesn't bring you snow cones.
And Whataburgers.
And do your laundry for you.